You might at one time or another explore your activity. You're given a load of little notes to write your ideas on and then post them to the wall, which everyone else does, and then you can see the kinds of ideas that people are coming up with. It's a brainstorm activity, I guess. The fact that they're all posted onto the wall then means that you can move them around if you start to see themes emerging or put them together in certain categories. Well, if you want a digital way of doing that, an online way, you can do it using a tool called Scrumbler. It provides you with a board and the capability to generate loads of little sticky notes. They look like little miniature versions of cards from a card indexing system. To each card you can type some textual comments. You've not got any options to add anything else like hyperlinks or images, but you can type text in. Each little note that's added by clicking on the plus icon is a different colour. They're randomly generated. You can move them around on the board. Most importantly, you can do that at the same time as other people. So if you're working with people and are not co-located with you, this is a way that you can undertake that kind of activity that I mentioned right at the start. The onto which you place your little sticky notes can be divided into columns, and you can choose how many columns there are, or you can either increase them or decrease them. The changes that are made instantaneously, and the people on you see exactly what's happening. They can see the notes move dragged around the board. So there's the potential for a disaster here if you've got lots of students who are perhaps not taking this as seriously as you might like them to. But yeah, there has to be, that's the things of web literacy, I guess. It's understanding there has to be turn-taking, and you have to understand and work out how to manage this activity if you're not there at the same time. So you do want some other channel maybe, or a rearranged understanding. You don't need to create an account in order to do this. Just head across to Scrumbler, type the name of the board. That gives you the URL, a unique URL with the other people with whom you're working. And that's it, you're pretty much up and running. There's no saving of your board, you just keep the URL. There doesn't appear to be an expiry date on it, it's not clear from the details. But this is the kind of activity that's a transient activity anyway. I guess once you've added all your notes and undertaken your brainstorming, that's completed. You could, I guess, take a screenshot if you need to have something to refer back to later on. So your board can't be embedded elsewhere, there are no embed codes. It's simple and straightforward for that reason. Perhaps it's going to make life easier for you.